From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. New campaign finance reports show Eric Greitens' political campaign paid an employee with a history of sexual misconduct allegations almost $50,000 since May. Communications advisor and speechwriter Jimmy Soney left the former governor's office in spring of 2017 when he was coming under renewed fire over past sexual harassment allegations. But as KBIA reported last month, quarterly campaign finance filings from the Greitens for Missouri campaign show Soney continued to be paid as accusations of Greitens' own sexual misconduct caught up with him. The latest filings, which cover expenses from April, May, and June, show a total of $48,000 in payments to Soney and indicate another $10,000 in incurred expenses for his work. If Soney has paid that outstanding balance, he will have received a total of $76,000 from Greitens for Missouri since leaving the governor's office last year. The Better Business Bureau is warning people to do their research before buying a timeshare in Branson and to beware of high-pressure sales tactics. The Springfield News Leader reports that a study released Tuesday says the Bureau's Springfield office examined nearly 1,000 consumer complaints about timeshare issues from 2015 to 2017. The study also says the Missouri Attorney General's office handled just over 3,500 complaints from around the country during that same period. Those who filed complaints say they were lured in by offers involving show tickets, free meals, or other perks that led to sitting through hours-long, high-pressure sales presentations. The report focused on Branson, which has 30 timeshare resorts. Branson Mayor Karen Best says she favors more state-level regulation to prevent unethical conduct. Four Republicans hoping to succeed Brian Munslinger in the state Senate are united in their opposition to using eminent domain to clear the path for a privately owned power line in District 18, which covers most of northeastern rural Missouri. Marshall Griffin reports on some of the differences that do separate them.
Three of the four GOP contenders are currently serving in the Missouri House: Craig Rebben of Canton, Lendell Shoemake of Hannibal, and Nate Walker of Kirksville. Cindy Laughlin of Shelbina co-owns a trucking and concrete mixing company with her husband. Redman says his mix of legislative and business experience makes him the best choice to represent northeastern Missouri in the state Senate.
I want my kids to have the opportunity when they grow up to work and stay here in northeast Missouri. And I want your kids to have that same opportunity.
Like Redman, O'Laughlin touts her business background. She says it has given her the accountability needed to represent the district.
We have to earn our money first, and then we spend it very carefully. So I think I can bring that perspective to the Senate.
Shoemake cites a different type of experience, his part-time work as a chaplain and missionary.
And I've always felt my service as state representative was an extension of the ministry that I have, and I still feel that way.
Meanwhile, Walker is pushing his record as a House member, which he says shows he has the people's best interest in mind.
Not the special interest, but the people. I'm pro-life, I'm pro-Second Amendment, I oppose the encroachment of eminent domain on our rights of our farmers and our landowners.
Redman has one advantage over the other three, as he's been endorsed by the incumbent, Munslinger. But O'Laughlin has the financial edge. She has more than $185,000 as of July 15th. Redmond's a distant second. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The winner will face Crystal Stevens of Hannibal in November, who's running unopposed in the Democratic primary. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.